Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. The Reverend Miles Holmes is an Illinois Family Institute board member, and his wife Valerie are co-lead pastors at Revive in Collinsville. Their church offers the good news of the gospel in a bad news world. Miles owns and operates powerful social media sites, including the politically incorrect Battle of the Republic. It's on Facebook with some 103,000 followers. He also has a big following via Trump and the Great America. How big?
Well, right now it looks like there's 2 million followers and a 1.9 million likes or thereabouts. I say 2 million followers, but it's a powerful site that literally stands for God in America. Making America Great Again actually means making America godly again. We need to get back to the Constitution, but even before that, back to the Bible and what has made America great, which is faith in God.
How do we get to your sites?
Just look up Trump and the Great America on Facebook and Battle of the Republic on Facebook. You can find me, and my website is milesholmes.com, Miles with a Y, of course. That's a news site that aggregates conservative political commentary from a Christian point of view.
And you haven't been shut down for good by Facebook, etc.?
I just got off my latest Facebook suspension of 3 months, where I was not allowed to do Facebook Live videos. My videos normally gather around 10 or 15,000 views per show, but they don't like that, so they shut me off once again. I think that was my fourth suspension. Of course, I'm permanently banned from YouTube, and I know that because it's more than a year, and every time I check back, they say, no, you are permanently banned from YouTube. I take that as the highest compliment. They don't tell you why, other than you're too conservative, too godly, too much against the wokeness and the liberal progressivism, Marxism, anti-Christ agenda of the Democrat Party today, and that's why I'm permanently banned from YouTube.
Or it comes down, they just don't want to hear the truth.
That's it, I think.
Okay. Why must American patriots elect Donald Trump? That's the title of one of your books.
It is, because we need to save history and make history. I wrote that book in 2016. I regret that I did not write a second book in 2020. Perhaps I should have. But I believe that we need Donald Trump back, not because he's a perfect man, but he's a perfect man for the job. I think it was, it might have been Mike Huckabee who said, Donald Trump is not a Sunday school teacher, but he certainly knows how to hire them. Literally around his cabinet table, he had men and women who taught Sunday school every Sunday morning in their local churches. He literally loves working with Christians who understand what's at stake.
What do you say to professing Christians who question the former president's moral character? They also point out that he's held LGBTQ events at Mar-a-Lago, that his pro-life stand is a lot weaker than they'd like. What do you say?
Well, I would say that I don't agree with everything that Donald Trump stands for. But I say this, I disagree with everything the Democrats stand for. I think it was Ronald Reagan who said, if you stand with me on 80% of the issues, you're not my enemy, you're my ally. And I can work with Donald Trump because he stands with so much of what I agree with. And if we have an audience with him, if we have a voice with him, not me personally, but individuals, we can continue to bring him more towards the right and more towards what has made America great again. But I would say, on the absolute basis of fact and truth and what Donald Trump has done, including 3 constitutional justices on the Supreme Court, including pro-life Supreme Court justices, including standing for Israel, and in powerful ways, not just speaking, but moving the embassy to Jerusalem, recognizing the Golan Heights, and everything he's done for Israel, I must support Donald Trump because everything the Democrats are supporting is against everything I believe.
Well, Joe Biden and his policy toward Israel, disappointing to say the least, very disturbing, a sure way to ensure that terrorism flourishes. And it seems like he's turning his back on Israel. Your thoughts from a theological perspective and as a fellow who has conducted several tours of the Holy Land.
Absolutely. the lack of support for Israel from the Democrat Party is indicative of the squad and their left-wing forces. Biden is not trying to win America. He's trying to win the Michigan vote, and that is sad, but it's the actual truth. He is not supporting Israel, and Donald Trump is. I do not believe for a heartbeat that October 7th would have happened if Donald Trump was still in the White House. Strength is what pushes enemies down, not weakness, not supporting Iran, not stopping drilling in America. We need American energy independence, which will literally take money from Iran and take money from Russia and make our world safer again.
And there's a warning in our Bible.
Absolutely.
That if you turn your back on Israel, watch out.
Absolutely. God says in Genesis, he will bless those who bless Abraham's seed. He will curse those who curse Abraham's seed. There's a lot of reasons America was so blessed under Donald Trump. One of them was his strong support for Israel. I firmly believe that.
There are critics who contend that Donald Trump, given all his baggage, is just about the only national figure Republican who could lose to Joe Biden. What do you say?
I sincerely doubt that. If you just look at his Wildwood, New Jersey rally where over 100,000 people gathered in blue states, surrounded by blue states, 100,000 people showed up. It's an amazing movement, and I believe his poll numbers, despite the indictments, despite the court cases, despite what's happening to him every single day in New York City with lies and distortions and made-up court cases against him, his support is only growing. But I sincerely warn Christians and Republican voters not to take anything for granted. We must vote. We must be engaged. We must be election observers and watchers because the left will do everything they can to prevent him from running and prevent him from winning.
Well, let's talk about this run-up to the election. You touched on it. What should our churches, Christians, our pro-life folks be doing in the weeks, the months before the election?
I believe there are demonic spirits in America, literally antichrist spirits, that we must fight a spiritual warfare against. So it starts with prayer and fasting, because some sorts of spiritual authority that are not gained unless we're actually in fasting and prayer. Then we've got to be involved politically. Churches, pastors, preachers, when the world is screaming their debauchery, it's no time for you to be silent. Pastors, when the world is screaming about immorality, it's no time for us to be quiet about morality. I'm told often I'm a political preacher. I just tell people, no, you just don't recognize a biblical preacher. I preach the Bible. I preach that God made man and woman, male and female. And if you believe anything else than that, you're going against the Bible. I preach that all life is sacred, even in the womb and to the end of natural death. If you speak against that, you're political. I'm not political. I'm moral and I'm biblical. We must stand. And I tell preachers, you've got to tell people who to vote for because every other preacher is telling them who to vote for. Why shouldn't conservative preachers tell people who to vote for?
Who would you like Donald Trump to choose as his running mate?
That is a great question. I don't have a great answer for you. I believe that he'll be strategic in that decision, and I'm praying for wisdom that'll bless not only Donald Trump, but America.
So if you had a one-on-one conversation with Donald Trump, what would you like to tell him?
I would like to tell him the Bible is his greatest source of inspiration and hope, and encourage him to read it daily, maybe start in the book of John, and then go to Psalms and Proverbs every day as I do. I have the habit since I was 13 years of age, because I read it in Reader's Digest, Billy Graham had the format of reading 5 Psalms a day and 1 Proverb a day, which takes him to the Psalms and Proverbs every day. I would ask Donald Trump to make that a decision of his life.
Well, this is Illinois Family Spotlight. We will take a time out and continue our conversation with the Reverend Miles Holmes right after this.
With a one-minute look at culture from a Christian worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. Last week, New York Attorney General Letitia James sued various pregnancy crisis centers for promoting abortion pill reversal, or APR. The court filing claimed that centers mislead women. According to James, quote, abortions cannot be reversed. Any treatments that claim to do so are made without scientific evidence and could be unsafe, end quote. Well, that lie is becoming a common tactic among abortion advocates, but it's wrong. APR is safe and effective. The first of the 2 pill chemical abortion process blocks the flow of progesterone, which starves babies of needed nutrients. What APR does is to restore progesterone and thereby the nutrients. In one study, mothers who took progesterone after starting the chemical abortion process more than doubled their baby's chances of survival. In fact, about 4,500 babies have now been saved through APR, which isn't unsafe. But chemical abortion? It is. For women, 1 in 5 report an adverse event. Rates of complications are 4 times higher than with surgical abortions. APR is safe and it's effective. It's activists like James who are misleading women. I'm John Stone Street.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. I am joined by the Reverend Miles Holmes. He's the pastor, the co-lead pastor at Revive in Collinsville, and IFI board member. You're out in social media.
Battle of the Republic is one page with 104,000 followers. Trump and the Great America with more than 2 million followers. We don't agree with everything Trump stands for or says, but we know that he's the best choice for America, for our freedom and our liberty, economic support, and support of Israel as well.
Well, before we get into other topics, I have a friend, a good close friend from my college days who thinks that evangelicals have gone so far as to now worship Donald Trump and that we're promoting what they like to refer to as Christian nationalism. What do you say to all that?
Well, that's a very simple answer. I am a Christian. I love Jesus Christ. I'm on my way to heaven. I am an American citizen by choice, not by birth. I was born and raised in Canada, came to America the legal way, the expensive way, through lawyers and fees and thousands of dollars, and eventually got a green card and became a citizen, in which I took a vow to protect and defend the Constitution of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. We have enemies of the Constitution in America that are foreign in our land and domestic enemies, and I'm going to fight for Donald Trump because he stands for the Constitution. Oh, and I'm a nationalist? Of course, I love America. The fact that I'm a Christian and a nationalist does not make me evil, does not make me harmful, does not make me dangerous. It makes me the best kind of citizen you want to live beside.
But yet, our current policy is to let just about anybody in illegally, or they call it asylum. And one would think that Joe Biden has kind of gone back on his word that he would uphold the U.S. Constitution and the laws of our land.
Absolutely. I was in McAllen, Texas, at the border several months ago, the very week that they started noticing Chinese nationals became more numerous at the border than even South American countries. It is astonishing what's happening at our borders. Of course, there are legitimate asylum seekers. Of course, there are legitimate people looking for a better life. But of course, there are also terrorists, jihadists, that want to destroy America, Chinese people coming over by the truckload. It's incredible what's happening, and it's incredible that we have no border to speak of right now. It's actually dangerous, and we're going to live to regret it.
Do you regret not coming in illegally yourself? You could have saved yourself some bucks, you know.
I am so delighted to be an American citizen. My wife and I and 4 of our children that joined us here, they've all married now and living in America. One child stayed in Canada. He's in the Canadian Air Force. But we are delighted, honored to fight for America. We love America, and we're giving our heart and soul to speak to the future because our grandchildren, 9 grandchildren, are going to be raised in this nation. What kind of nation will it be?
Well, thanks for coming. Chicago Teachers Union calling on taxpayers to give its members big salary increases and to fund abortions for female members. This at a time when proficiency standards and core subjects are pitiful and enrollment is declining. What do you say?
God bless our homeschool teachers. God bless our Christian schools because they are record enrollment now. That's what's happening to our public schools because they've gone woke. It's not working. The more money you pour, the more government money you pour into a problem, the bigger the problem gets. And that's exactly what the Chicago Teachers Union is all about. More money, more power, not for the students, not for the teachers, but for the powerful unions.
Would you like to see lawmakers push with some kind of a legislative package that would help these parents who would like to get their kids into Christian schools? But it seems like the legislature, at the behest of the teacher unions, fight that tooth and nail.
Charter schools is a great idea. Tax breaks for parents putting their children in Christian schools or private schools or homeschooling would be a great idea. We need to support the homeschoolers and the Christian schoolers who are doing such a great job of educating their children in the basics without the wokeness.
Well, state lawmakers at it again, considering legislation now that would legalize prostitution in Illinois. So bad on so many levels. Your concerns, we have to stop this. They're laying the groundwork for this, and may not happen right away, but down the road, they don't give up on this kind of stuff.
G.K. Chesterton said more than 100 years ago, when you do away with a supernatural, you expect that you're left with a natural, but you're not. You're only left with the unnatural, the evil, the dark, the macabre. Our nation is going slippery, not down a slippery slide anymore, jumping off the cliff of immorality and debauchery, celebrating all that is broken in our world. We don't need more prostitution. We need more Christian families, men and women loving their families, loving each other, loving their children. That's the answer for America.
And our pastors have to say something about this.
God forgive us when we have silent preachers in our churches. That's what 1930s Germany produced, Nazism, National Socialism, because the church, for the most part, was quite silent. Read Eric Metaxas's books, Letter to the American Church, Religionless America, and Bonhoeffer as well.
Your advice to Christian young men and women now graduating high school, thinking about their higher education or their careers?
One thing I would suggest is that college is not necessarily for everybody. And Mike Rowe has said that, smarter man than I am. College is not necessarily for everybody, but if it is for you, you must discern where you're going. Is it a woke college? And don't just assume because it's got a cross on a chapel somewhere that has not gone woke. You must know what the college stands for, what the teaching is, what the Bible classes are about. Do they believe in creation? Do they believe in one man and one woman being married? Do they believe that there's only two genders? All of these things are incredible issues that are going to shape our future. So if you're going to college, make sure you're going, number one, to a Christian college that has a powerful Christian outlook, and number two, that you take a course that's going to give you a skill for our world. So many folks are graduating with degrees in, I don't know, basket weaving, whatever, or woke ideologies that have no future and no paying job prospects, and it's no wonder our young people are frustrated.
Going back to Israel and what's happening on our college campuses, it's almost unbelievable. And they're denouncing America, death to America, and no regard for what happened on October 7th.
No regard for what's happening on October 7th, and many of them don't even believe it happened. It's incredible, the distortion, the deception, the lies that our young people are being inculcated with. But you understand that there are billions, not millions, billions of dollars coming from Muslim nations into our American universities and colleges, and China as well. And these teachers are inculcating and indoctrinating our students. And these students, many of them foreign students, of course, from Islamic nations, they hate America, they hate Israel, and yet we have them here on our shores. It's wrong, and we need to stop it.
Pastor Holmes, fellow not afraid to speak what's truth, and we got to get people to your websites once again.
MilesHolmes.com, Miles with a Y, MilesHolmes.com is my website. You can find me as well at Battle of the Republic on Facebook, Battle of the Republic, and Trump and the Great America with 2 million followers.
Thank you so much. God bless. God bless your work. And thank you, folks, for tuning in. Do tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight. Please support the work of the Illinois Family Institute. By the way, we have a big banquet coming up with Allie Beth Stuckey, coming up September 6th at the Tinley Park Convention Center. We would love to see you there. If you'd like more information, go to our website, illinoisfamily.org, click events, or just give us a call at 708-781-9328. All right. Do tell a friend once again about IFI and the work of Illinois Family Action as well. Until then, God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.